Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah.
We sit down and chat with business owners, entrepreneurs, and some of the best conversation starters.
This is a podcast about real life lessons and people doing cool shit. Welcome to another episode of Curious Conversations. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. What's up, Mama?
What's up? Nothing. Again, we're bulk recording, so I'm currently pregnant, but I will not be pregnant when you listen to this podcast.
But I have to say, this episode is very funny.
It's a great episode. So we had, you guys all know that we've previously spoken about Sarah's dating life. I took control of her apps and was very, the universe is a weird thing, because Bridget actually rolled into our emails and was like, hey, we're about to launch a dating app where your friend can pick your date for you. And I'm like, that's really weird. We've been talking about that on the podcast.
Yep. And so, yeah, it's a bit of a deeper insight of whether Tully can actually pick better than I can.
Exactly.
But this, I personally think how they've built this app, it's actually very smart.
It's genius. It's called Hello Darling, and it is available in the Sydney region at the moment. It's going to launch in Melbourne
very soon.
Very soon. So make sure you go on a waiting list. Actually, whatever state you live in Australia, go on the wait list and they will let you know when they're launching in your area.
And do you know what? It's just a funny episode talking about dating. What gives you the icks on the dating apps?
Dating horror stories. Oh. It was very fun. And I think, like I said to Sarah, I'm like, you have to download that app when it comes into Melbourne, because let's give it a whirl.
I have to say, this will only make sense once you listen to the episode, but I think my godmothers will be Tully, Lex, Rosa. Maybe I have a one guy looking after my dating.
I think you can only have three. I don't think you can have four.
I never knew there was a limit on the number.
I might have to re-listen to the podcast, but I don't think there was that many.
I think you can have as many godmothers as you want.
Oh, nah, fuck that. If there's that many, I'm not even getting involved. No, it's too many. Once you have so many people involved in the godmother, which again, if you listen to this episode, you'll understand, there's too many opinions.
Yeah, but then they get competitive of, oh no, I set Sarah up with that person.
I'm sorry, but how much do you think we're all going to get involved in your dating life?
Maybe it's a game. I don't know.
Anyway, guys, I hope you love this episode. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and pass on to all your single gal friends. And get on to Hello Darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Bridget, welcome to Curious Conversations.
Thank you for having me.
We're excited. We've got a new setup and I'm really loving the chair situation.
I don't know.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I don't know if excited is the right way to describe how I'm feeling right now, because I feel like there's a common theme this season of Curious Conversations, and it's to do with my dating life. And I feel like this conversation is going to revolve a lot about maybe my shallowness.
Maybe. But I feel like before we dive into that, Bridget, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Everyone's probably thinking, what the fuck? Why has dating got to do with this episode? But can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I recently moved from Perth to Sydney.
Oh, amazing.
After I had a swimwear brand for 14 years. I'm also a co-host on a mother women's podcast called The First Word.
Yeah.
And 12 months ago, I started a dating app with my co-founder, Brendan, called Hello Darling.
That's where the dating app comes in.
And this Hello Darling is not just your typical dating app. I think it's funny how the worlds collide. Tully has been in charge of my dating life for the past 2 months.
When you say dating life, so I said to Sarah, I think you're too superficial.
Shallow.
When it comes to dating.
Right.
And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I want to have control of your dating app and I want to have control of your dating life and I want to help set up.
She used to go on the my dating apps and be like, see, what's wrong with him? Yeah. Am I, are you serious?
And then it's so weird because then you came into our life and was like, oh, this is the app. And I was like, oh my God, Sarah, this is so funny that you've come into our Curious Conversation, like podcast life.
Yes.
And that's kind of where we were like, no, we definitely need you on. But I do. Do you want to go straight into the dating app part or do you want to go into?
Can you tell me like how it all went? Like what went down?
Okay. Are you allowed to talk about? Because I think. So we have another rule. this is not another rule. So was I single in COVID? Yeah. I was single in COVID. I was dating. Sarah was dating. There was nothing to do in Melbourne because we were locked down for like so long. So a lot of people were going on the dating apps and going for like walk dates and stuff like that to kind of, I don't know, just take up time or whatever. And Sarah would openly talk about her dating life on the podcast.
And there was a stage where I was a juggler, had a bit of a roster going
so
on.
So we had nicknames for these three, was it three guys?
Yeah.
We had nicknames for these three guys. And then one of the guys ended up listening to the podcast and he's like, am I such and such? Am I baby daddy? And Sarah's like, fuck. And I was like, Sarah, I think like I'm just protecting you. I think we need to stop talking about your dating life because you're giving too much away.
Yeah.
And if that's what you have when you have a podcast. And I feel like some listeners love to hear updates and stuff, but now we're very mindful. Well, I'm mindful.
Yep.
The last time Sarah dated someone, I'm like, just very mindful what to say because I don't want him to.
Of course.
I don't know. Can you talk about this?
I will. He asked probably not to be mentioned on.
That's why I was.
How many dates did you end up going on?
Three.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's someone Sarah necessarily wouldn't have swiped yes on. I can say that.
Yeah. But the banter he had with you because they were voice noting each other was funny.
Right.
And I liked that because I want to date someone who gets along with my friends because Tally didn't like my ex and it was very difficult. And so I was like, you know what? This guy's funny. Like, let's go on a date. So we went on a date and it was good.
She's been on three. You've been on three dates.
Three dates with the one person?
The one person.
Oh, right.
Oh, mate.
Not three separate dates.
No, we've had a couple. Like, that guy that sent an email, that's
sorry,
a tragic
can I just
story.
Tell you something? So we wanted a conversation starter on her dating app. And Sarah saw this thing on TikTok saying, hey, I'm taking applications. My friend is... What was the...
The girl was taking applications for her dating life and she's like, you know what? If someone takes the time out to actually email this email, bonus points because they're showing effort straight away.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? My best friend's in charge of my dating life. Apply to this email address to her.
We'll
She'll
have
to prove.
Everything. It was like Sarah's dating applications.
You've only checked it once.
At gmail.com if anyone's listening. That is the dating
and application. Did you get many applications?
So we got a few.
Yeah.
And... they were a big fat fucking no. I was like, oh my God, Sarah, no.
No, you literally pissed your pants laughing with the first one.
What were they writing in the application?
So one guy was like, to be honest, like bless, it would have taken balls to write that. And I get that. It was something like the first one was like, hey, you know, your profile like catched my eye. You know, you seem like a lovely girl. I'm a lovely guy. Like, it'd be cool. Like, if you see this email, whatever. It was really nice. The thing that got me, I was like, oh, this guy's lovely. He attached like 8 photos and they were like hunk 1, hunk 2, hunk 3, hunk 4, hunk 5. Like, that's what they were saying. And I was like, no.
Stop. He wrote that in the description?
Like, you know, the saved images and when it has what the name of the image is. And I said to Sarah, I'm like, no.
I bet he didn't realize he did that as well. How embarrassing.
I know. I was dead. I was like, no. And there was a couple of other guys and I was just like to Sarah, I'm not even showing you these profiles because it's a big fat no. But again, it takes credit. Like I give these guys credit for taking the time to send you an application.
Yeah. 100%. But I'm still not sure or convinced that Tully can pick better than me.
Okay. So having said that, can you please explain to us what Hello Darling, that's the name of the app, right?
Yes.
Hello Darling is.
So it's a dating app
where
you pick a bestie and they swipe for you and pick your dates.
Okay.
So we think that your bestie knows you better than an algorithm.
That's true.
Which is true.
Yeah.
There's no chat function on there.
Okay.
Once there's a match, you go straight on a date. And our idea behind that is that we just want to get you in person to see if there's connection and vibe. Because we've heard just on so many other like traditional dating apps that people are getting tired of just endless chatting.
Mm-hmm. Or no chatting.
Or no chat.
That's the thing. You match with someone and they actually don't chat.
Yeah. Right. And then the other person's waiting to be asked out. Like, so once there's a match, we actually book the venue on behalf of the daters as well. Yes.
Because that's what we were just talking about before. I was like, I would never ever set Sarah up on like a disaster date. Like, it's because we were like, well, what if your friend takes the piss? I would never do that.
No, you've got to like pick the right friend.
Yeah.
You know which friend will stitch you up and you know the friend that you trust.
Exactly.
And so when people say that to us, we're like, no, no, no. Like, you know the friend that you're going to like hand over your dating life to.
Tal's also a bit of a safe Sally. So she would want to know where we're meeting, what time. Make sure your phone.
Your tracker on your phone. like.
Well, you will know. You'll know where she's going. Okay. So, yeah, so the app is you both on there together, but you set up your data profile, set up their own profile.
Oh, okay.
And then the bestie gets notified once they're ready to swipe. So you can sign up if you're a dater, or you can sign up as a bestie and you just invite the other person.
Oh, I like that.
And you can actually, the bestie is called the godparent, so the godmother, godfather, or godparent. And now we've just introduced that you can have multiple godparents. So you can have multiple friends swiping for you.
Oh, my God, that actually would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was like me, Rosa, Lex.
That's just getting
too messy.
That's in my head. I like that dinner, though.
So what have you had, like, how did you come up with this idea? Because you've got two kids. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay, so a dating app.
I've never been on a dating app.
Okay, this
before.
Is wild. Yeah.
So I've never been on a dating app, but I was always grabbing my friend's phone and swiping for them because I missed out.
Okay.
I never got a chance to go on
there. I've got friends like you. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So for us, we're loving it. We don't have that dating app fatigue.
Right.
We love it.
Okay.
And so people are getting dating app fatigue on traditional dating apps. And so that's become a problem. So people are going off them, on them, off them, on them. And we're like, no, we need to pair them together.
Yeah.
My co-founder approached me 12 months ago.
Okay.
And I was just kind of finishing the end of my swimwear career, thinking about what I was going to get into. And then he told me this concept. And said, I want you to come in as my co-founder.
So, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So Brendan has been dating.
Yeah.
I'm swiping for him.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if he was single or he was in a relationship.
He's single. He's used to dating apps.
Okay. So he's in that dating fatigue where he's like, no, no. And this is where I say to Sarah, I'm like, we were saying the other day, we've got another girlfriend who's pregnant and she's single, baby brain. She's single. This is Rocky, but she's different because she's actually gay, but she is struggling to find a partner. And I was like, I was telling both of them, I'm like, you know, maybe you guys are just going for the wrong person. Like, can I step in? And they're like, no. You were saying, no. I'm like, well, it's not fucking working for you yet. You're both single. Yeah. Like, surely can I just step in and like assist? Is that what was happening for him? He was going on numerous dates, on numerous dating apps, and nothing was happening.
Yeah. And I also think like men don't know the right photos to post on dating apps.
Oh my God.
Like, they have no idea.
Did he have gym selfies before you took over?
Brendan didn't, but I've seen them on
there. Sunglasses. Oh. I'm like, no. Why are all your photos with sunglasses? You're clearly not attractive.
Or the car. Them with car.
Fishing.
Oh my God.
Do you know what gets me? And like, bless, I think guys think it's cute, but I'm like, stop. When they hold like their nieces or like.
It's like, is this your baby?
I know. Are you a baby daddy? Like, I'm confused because I'm not going to swipe on you because I think you're a dad. Not that that's an issue, but I'm like, sometimes you don't want someone to have that much baggage. But I was just like, it's so, all the fish. Like hanging onto the fish or like a dead animal.
They have no idea. At the start when we were toying with the app and coming up with all the concepts, we were looking at the data selects, say, 10 images, mm-hmm. and then the godparent selects the top six.
Oh.
But also what we're finding is men actually don't have many photos of themselves.
Don't. Yeah.
Like they don't have single photos mm-hmm. of themselves.
That's why they're all gym take mirror all selfies.
Group, yes.
Group ones.
They're going like, which out one to is take it? Them.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
Oh. So that makes sense.
So we're like, let's just meet. Like we want people to kind of get off the apps and just meet in person because you could spend like weeks or hours mm-hmm. just going back texting. And we're like, just give them an hour, have a coffee, have a drink, mm. meet in person and then decide yeah. yes or no.
Have you had any successful stories yes. with Brent?
Oh,
please tell. Yes. I mean, we've only been going for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's very early on. But we do a lot of user calls and mm-hmm. someone that went on a date said he would never have swiped right on this person, never.
Oh.
And they met in person and they were there for 4 hours and they've been on 3 dates since.
Cute. Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah. And because there's no chat function on there, after the date has finished, you get a notification, the daters get a notification saying, would you like to go on a second date? And if you both press yes, then we book the second date.
Oh, cute. Oh.
Like a lot of the time they're going to exchange numbers yeah. or whatever. Yeah. But sometimes maybe they don't have the balls to ask yeah. the other one for their number or they don't know where it went or so yeah. it's that got that option as well. So we've had a couple of first, second dates.
Oh, that's cute.
But yeah.
Logistically, I'm just thinking from like now business side of this app, logistically, you guys having to book the dates and stuff, mm-hmm. When this app goes ginormous and huge, how are you guys going to control that back end side?
So we'll have an online booking system.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So at the moment you select your postcode.
Okay.
And there's a calendar availability. So mm-hmm. you enter your like weekly calendar availability in there. Then
that's hard. Well, mine's going to be like you have a date at midnight on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you can change it. Like if you're away or whatever, you just clear it. Okay. Like you can't date that week, whatever it is.
Okay.
And then once we see the postcodes, we book somewhere in the middle
okay.
between the postcodes.
Yeah.
And it's at a venue where you can order a coffee, a wine, food, no food. At this point, it's like not expensive restaurants or anything yeah. like that, but nice, like a wine bar yeah. or something
nice
like that.
Nice first date location.
I feel like an app like Hello Darling is for people that actually want a relationship.
Mm. Yes.
That's the thing that I'm seeing a common trend on dating apps is, and we're talking about this before, when you've given more options, you want to see if the grass is greener on the mm-hmm. other side. So on dating apps at the moment, and I think a lot of women feel like this, it's, oh, but what if like a really hot guy's the next one, mm. the next one, the next one? So you just keep going and you don't give your energy to one mm-hmm. person. So it's hard to, I think it's
the same with guys though. I think there's probably a lot of guys.
100%. Yeah. That's why there's a, like it gets to a point you're like, oh, that person actually thinks I'm attractive. But then that's as far as it goes. That's yeah. where the communication goes.
Like and dating apps, I don't know what it's like. I mean, Sydney's probably similar, but I met my partner on Hinge, a dating app. But when I was single and on a dating app, you'd get guys that would like you and then you'd get no response at all. And then 2 weeks later, you'd see them at a fucking social event and they pretend they don't know you. I'm like, clearly you know me. You yeah. swiped yes on me. Or yeah. do you just swipe yes on everyone and don't actually remember?
Like, do you want attention? Do you want validation?
Well, that's what it is. I think it's validation.
It's cutting out all that bullshit, yeah. really. Like, we just want to kind of cut the bullshit out. At the start, we were thinking our demographic's going to be maybe the 30 plus people that are ready yeah. to settle down because to ask a friend to kind of do a favor, we think they're not going to be just little, the friend getting you hookups.
Yeah, true. Mm.
But what we've noticed is even the people in their mid 20s are kind of loving the app.
Really?
I think that's the fun side of it. But they yeah. might also be, we don't like to tell people how to date.
Yeah.
But we think that people that are on the app are generally there to actually meet someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not there to get validation.
Well, that's where you have to be there to meet someone mm. because you don't have a communication tool.
Yeah, no. True.
So it's either you've got the balls to meet up or you don't.
Yeah. As soon as there's a like, you're going on a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like that. So you've been running for 8 weeks. How have you guys got is it just all word of mouth at the moment?
So we built a wait list before.
Smart.
Yeah, because we had to have like enough people on the app for people to swipe. So for the first 3 months, probably 6 months, we were doing like guerrilla marketing and we were writing love notes and walking like 20 Ks a day, putting love notes on car windscreens with like my lipstick kiss on it and a QR code to scan it and it would go to our wait list.
Oh, that's
so smart. We had about 1,500 people on our wait list before we launched.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guerrilla marketing, we always talk about guerrilla marketing. We think it's literally going to be the next stage of marketing. Like
we did that at Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, we were giving out Taylor Swift vouchers at the Taylor
For Swifties only.
But it's free advertising and you got 1,500 people that scanned it because you're curious. You want to know.
It's really surprised me because with my swimwear brand, like 99% of it was social media marketing. And now we've done posters, decals on the floor, some billboards, just like Bondi, Eastern Suburbs. Yeah. Everybody is seeing it.
Wow.
And it's surprised me. Like our growth has been more than what we expected. Like we're really happy. But it's the traditional marketing that's coming really back. Surprised me more than just digital marketing.
Yeah, it's crazy. And there is a massive shift. And we're actually recording a podcast this afternoon with one of the girls that does like social media marketing and stuff at Chemist Warehouse. And I'm so interested to see where everyone's spending their money because I think it is, I mean, Chemist Warehouse is such a different company because they're
different beast.
Different beast. But I'm really interested to see because I think the guerrilla marketing and going back to old school is where it's at. Because social media, it's just like too expensive now.
Yeah. We actually had a conversation with a CMO yesterday and we asked her that question as well. I said, what do you think is the next thing in marketing and advertising? And she said, I think brands are going to go back to the traditional model of having real ambassadors, like long-term contract ambassadors. That's where it's going to go.
Yeah. The face of the brand.
Exactly. Well, you might be looking at one in the middle.
Sorry. Hopefully I'm a success story.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I know. I still want to talk about the dating app, but I do want to go back a little bit to where you started the swimwear brand because I have to say, well, you had a store in Bali, right?
Yes.
You
guys, were you living up there?
I was. Yeah. And I bought a few pairs of your swimwear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I remember they had like frills and stuff on them. They were so cute. But how different is this company to your swimwear different, a swimwear company different, like passion-wise? Because I know fashion's hard.
Yes.
And you do it because you love it, but it's fucking hard.
Yes.
Which one is more rewarding at this stage?
I feel like it depends on where you are in your career at that time in your life. Like I was 21 when I started Amore and Servette. I was very driven. I had great work ethic. I moved up to Bali for 3.5 years, opened 2 stores there, and then moved back to Perth, opened another store there. There was no Instagram around when I first launched. I'm a dinosaur. And so it was all very traditional. Like I loved our stores. I loved swimwear. Mm-hmm. I loved the beach lifestyle. I just thrived in it and went quite quickly to the US market, Miami Swim Show, and doing collaborations over there. And when I was in it, I loved it. Like I still do have a passion for being creative and designing. And when summer comes, I'm like, I want to create my own bikini again. And then when Brendan came to me with this concept, I was like, I didn't give him an answer straight away. I was like, I need to have a passion for what I'm about to do because this is going to be the next 10, 15 years of my life. Like I need to want it. Firstly, I loved Brendan. Like we'd been friends for 10 years and we've always caught up with business. And then when he told me about the concept, I was like, this is a great concept, but I haven't been single in 10 years. I haven't been on a dating app. But it was the idea of what I thought we could create. Like I knew that anything he would do would be extremely successful and I saw such a bigger picture. And I felt like I had, living in Perth, my swimwear career, absolutely loved it. There was definitely like really hard times in that period where you just want to chuck in the towel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And give up.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's suicide, not homicide, where brands, you know, fail. They they just drop off because they give up.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I had that long-term longevity of pushing and not giving up and seeing where this could go. So when I was thinking about what I was going to do with Amor and Svet, and I had no idea about Hello Darling at this point, I had itchy feet in Perth. Like, besides living in Bali, I lived in Perth my whole life. And I was like, is this it? Like, is this my life now? I remember, like, just, you know, dropping the kids to school and picking them up and working from home. And I'm like, fuck, I just feel like I have more. Like, I have more drive and I want to create something huge, but I don't know what it is. So I made a very quick decision in January. I said, yeah, let's do this. And then 2 months later, rented out our house in Perth, pulled the kids out of school, moved to Sydney.
Wow.
Hadn't even seen our house that we were living in that I was moving the kids to. It was midway through Marley's year one and I hadn't even seen any of her schools. So it was all very daunting, but I've always kind of been like, and an opportunity comes in, like, you've got to take it, because yeah. I knew that if I didn't, I could regret it for the rest of my life. So.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's nice. I think it's, well, you go, because you're going to say something.
I was going to say, how are you finding the transition to tech? Because that's the transition we're in.
Yeah.
And not many people know that. That we're, like, we have a tech company as well. But it's, I often feel like maybe a little bit of imposter syndrome is the right word.
Yes.
Do you get that?
Yes, I did at the start for sure.
Yeah.
Because we did an accelerator course, like mm-hmm. StartMate. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No.
It's a tech startup course in Sydney. Where you have like group, like you have your little cohort groups and everyone's doing startups. Everyone's talking so technical. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't, what am I doing? Like, and there's majority men in the tech world. I think there's only 20% women. And I was like telling Brendan, like, it would be Brendan and I. And a man would come up and shake Brendan's hand and introduce him to Brendan and not even look at and acknowledge me. Like, this has happened multiple times.
Still.
And I'm not used to it in the industry. Like, swimwear, it's just females and women and blah, blah, blah. So this is, like, very new to me, trying to feel like I need to use my masculine energy in the workforce to try and prove myself when I shouldn't have to prove myself, because it should come from inside, you know. But there's definitely times where I've been doubting myself, like, you know, why don't they acknowledge me? Is it because I'm a female, or is it because I'm not smart enough? Or I had imposter syndrome quite bad at the start. I think it was that accelerator course where it was around tech people.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm a designer, you know, what do you, they ask, what do you do? Mm. What did you do? I'm a swimwear designer. Like, and they're like, oh, so you're blah, blah, blah. Like, and so, yeah, it was, I had imposter syndrome at the start for sure. Like, how do you guys feel?
Now that you've explained that, I was like, it could explain a lot of the communication issues that we're having with our current company. So this was a company that was established before all men, and they needed female energy and our experience into the business. So they approached us and we've kind of come in halfway, but would explain why some of them don't communicate with us.
So we've come on as co-founders. I think by the time this episode comes out, we can talk about it. So we can describe what it is.
Yeah, maybe.
It's called UCart. It's a universal wish list and universal checkout cart. So you can save something from your swimwear line and Tallulah and it goes to one universal web page and then you can check out from that page.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and then it's got a part of it for influencers. Well, we're not saying influencers. It could be anyone, but it's like a like to know it. So you could have your outfit on and tag your outfit, refer it to UCart, and then you get, if someone buys that, you get a commission from it. So it's like, it's that section is like to know it, but we want it to be for everyone. We want everyone to be able to earn a passive income.
An Amazon storefront for everyday people. Wow.
That's awesome. It's really hard though, because you're just saying about the imposter syndrome. I'm just like, oh, that would explain why there are men in this company that he doesn't communicate with us. He communicates through the other guys, and then the other guys relay
it back to us.
And I was just listening to you and I'm like, oh, that would explain why, because he thinks that we're just women.
And you know, maybe we're presuming that. I don't know. Like, I don't know. But it's definitely where my mind goes straight away. Sad. And I think that's because I've got a male co-founder as well.
Yeah.
So I see him and he's educating me a lot in so many ways in business and in the tech world. But, and I'm, you know, a lot of the time I like the fact that I'm learning something new.
That's,
you know,
my jam. Like, yeah. This tech world and investment world is so foreign to me that I knew that I had to, it made me uncomfortable.
Mm.
And so I'm in this stage of life. If it makes you uncomfortable, you have to lean into it.
Yes.
And so I'm like, okay, leaning into it. I'm like reaching out to all these investment firms, having investment meetings, having meetings in like Hong Kong. And I'm like, fuck, like I never thought I was capable of all these
but
things.
But how fun. Yeah. And like it's such an adventure at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I said, like I want new goals and new challenges. That's why I wanted to finish in Montserrat. Yep. I'd feel like I was just doing the same thing over and over again. And at least we've got that opportunity to like lean into it and just say, like, we're going to look back in 5, 10 years and go, fuck, we've learned so much.
Absolutely. Have you guys gone out to investors? Because tech companies are quite expensive to start up.
Yes.
And if you want to broaden like the app and stuff, have you looking in investors? How have you gone there?
No, we're bootstrapping at the moment.
Yeah. So you.
Good on you. Yeah.
We're bootstrapping the first initial round. And then we'll probably look at raising in 12 months.
Yeah. So you've got like a whole plan.
Yeah, well, we're kind of just rolling with it at the moment. Like our revenue model is very different to other traditional dating apps. It's free for all users.
Mm. Okay.
So only 6% of users actually pay on traditional dating apps.
I don't pay.
Do you have to? I was going to say the only app that I paid for, and it's so wanky, was Raya.
Oh, you wanker.
To be fair though, can I just say something? I had Raya when it first came out and there was hardly anyone on there. Now every motherfucker is on
there. Was it hard to get on initially at the start?
No, because I got on through Blondie.
Yep.
So we used to go back and forth to LA all the time. And when it first started, one of our makeup artists was like, oh my God, there's a new dating app, Raya. Like you have to get accepted. I was like, oh, I'll try and get on. And I got on fine. Yep. It was easy. For me, it was, but there was no one.
For me, it wasn't. I'm still not accepted.
There was no one from Australia really on there. It was all international. And I had it for a while because I actually did meet some really cool people on there that I didn't necessarily date or hook up with. Like I did
for
meet.
For business?
Yes. And like Marcus, that guy. Like I met some really cool people that I actually still talk to now. Didn't go on dates. And then I think it's probably been the last like 3 years. It's like saturated now. Mm. Like when I was single before I met Damien like 3 years ago, there was just randoms from Melbourne and stuff on there. I'm like, oh, this is getting not nice now.
Yeah. The whole boutique feel of it's kind of gone. So,
yeah. Like I matched with some pretty like famous people, like, or influential people.
That's it. You matched with them and that's the thing.
Spoke to some of them. Like there was like soccer players, like there was NFL players, soccer players. Like I would talk to them and then you'd go to WhatsApp and you'd talk to them. But I lived in fucking Australia.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's like.
So that's the thing with Raya, right? Like they're everywhere. It's not just focused in the city that you're living in.
And back then, like I said, there was no one really in Australia. It was all international.
And so what's the point of that?
Well, I traveled.
Ego, validation.
Yeah, but it was kind of nice like to have people to talk to. Like, you know when sometimes you're dating, it's kind of nice to have someone to talk to. Kind of knew things weren't going to happen. But it was like, oh, I'm talking
little
to them.
Little flirt.
Like, yeah, exactly. But then it just got oversaturated and I was like, oh, no.
And it's like also where is this going because we're not going to meet unless we're into like international.
And I don't know. I only know one couple who have met on Raya that are still together, and that's Morgan Riddle and Taylor Fritz.
Oh.
And Taylor Fritz is – Morgan is like one of our friends. Taylor Fritz is a tennis player. They met on Raya.
Yeah,
They're the only ones I know that have been successful on Raya.
That time of week again, Tally. Welcome to Chemist Warehouse Picks of the Week, and we're throwing it back this week. What product do we have?
My turn, and I don't think you're an Australian if you haven't had a Carmex lip balm thrown around in your house.
That's so funny because I do think that this one here, I had this in my high school bag at all times before I had acrylic nails and I could actually dig into that little baby because I used to hate having really dehydrated lips.
Well, they're a part of Australian culture. They're clinically proven hydration, long hydration for your lips, been around since 1937.
That's crazy. 1937. So this one here is a peach and mango, which are delicious. I feel like you'd want to eat that.
They come with flavors flavors, unflavored. They come in all different types of things. You can get a tube, you can get a tin, you can get ones with some protection, without some protection, long-lasting hydration. They have every option possible for your lips.
And do you know what the best thing about this is? It's long-lasting results, which we love, and it soothes, it relieves, and it moisturizes, because there is nothing worse than having dry, peeling lips.
Especially coming into winter, you got to look after those lips.
Not just winter. Summer's also really bad for your lips.
True, but winter, because of all the heating, it dries out your body more. So there's a little tip for you. You got to really moisturize your whole body, stay hydrated during winter.
Loxine Hydration, and you can get these available from Chemist Warehouse.
Have you consulted dating experts for the app?
We have. One of my friends where we work is actually a dating coach.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we've spoken to Sarah before, and yeah, she's actually on the dating app herself, so she loves it. Yeah.
What advice does she give you for people that are dating? Because this said person that I went on a few dates with, that Tully set me up with, he's trying to learn about dating and dating better. And he's like, I'm trying to get really comfortable with rejection. Mm. And I'm like, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And it's like the way you take rejection in life, in dating, is such a skill and can either boost your confidence or completely flatline it.
Mm.
And his example was, I'm going on all these dates, dating people, and he goes, if this person doesn't like me, it doesn't matter. That just means I'm one step closer to meeting my person.
I like that.
Yeah. I was like, that's actually a really good way of thinking about dating.
Instead of sabotaging yourself. Exactly. Like, and thinking that you're a shit person or you're not worthy. That's actually a really good way to put it.
So I think that's also probably a thing when it comes to dating apps, because when there's no communication, when you don't actually catch up, it is,
or even start a conversation,
it hits your confidence hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think because you're putting yourself out there more on dating apps than you are in real life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because you're whether you're swiping right on people and not getting anything back, the more you're putting yourself out there, the more rejection you're going to feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what with Hello Darling, obviously because your friend is swiping for you, you don't know how many times that your friend has actually...
I'm not feeling the rejection. You are.
Yeah, right. You don't know how many times that she has swiped right on someone.
Yeah.
So you don't feel that rejection.
That's true.
I like that actually because even when I was on dating apps, like I would swipe on someone, they would swipe and you'd be like, hey, how are you? And they'd give you donuts.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh my God, fuck, I must be such a shit person. Like, you just don't think you're worthy. Like, fuck. And then you get more down in that rabbit hole of like, I'm never going to meet anyone. Like, I feel so shit. I kind of like that.
And what we are trying to do is give the data more validation in so many ways, because they're not actually on there themselves. It's like we're thinking constantly. Like, we're adding new features every day. We're analyzing. We're talking to users. We're seeing what can we do to make it more because the issue that we can have is that the data doesn't feel any connection because they're not the ones looking at the profile. So it's like, how can we make that humanize it a bit more and have some kind of connection and validation why they're on there?
Yeah.
So we do have an app that, a tab in the app that has admirers so that the bestie can see all the people that has hearted them.
Yep.
So then you can go, kind of go through it and go yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
I like that too, yeah.
But what we're looking at now is having the data, not see the profiles, but seeing how many hearts they're getting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they are getting some kind of validation without all the rejection on the side.
I like that, because then it doesn't make you feel shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still so intrigued. Like, are you literally going on a blind date?
Yes.
Now, we haven't – I'm saying we because – I have to download the app too, don't I, if I'm swiping?
Yes.
Yeah. So we haven't downloaded the app yet because we wanted to wait to talk to you to get a better understanding. But after this, we will download the app and give everyone a little update.
Because you've done a lot of the guerrilla marketing in Sydney.
Yes.
Are there any Melbourne people on the app?
We haven't launched in Melbourne yet.
Oh, so I can't even go on.
We're actually putting a first billboard up in Melbourne next week.
Okay. Put me on the Melbourne wait list.
And we do have a wait list.
Okay. Put me on the wait list.
So sign up to the wait list. But yeah, what was your question?
Oh, if there was any Melbourne people on there.
Melbourne we think will be our next city. Yeah. We're just trying to focus on Sydney at the moment.
Yeah.
Obviously, just after you launch a business, you need to focus in a small area.
Absolutely.
And, you know, make all the changes and features and learn like in as quickly as you can, but in a smaller demographic.
When it comes to the single person's profile, do they fill it out or does the bestie fill it out?
So the data is filling it out. We initially had in our concept that the bestie fills it out, but it was just too much work for the bestie. But what we do have is that the bestie can write a bio on the data because we think that not everyone talks themselves up.
100%.
Oh, I like
so
that.
You can write a bio about your friend and talk them up.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I like that.
How much information do you put on your profile?
It's up to, I suppose it's like other.
So you have your age. Do you have your age, location?
You have your age, location, and then there's prompts, photos, bio.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the data how much they put on there.
Okay.
I think there's like a minimum as to how many prompts.
Yeah.
And then there's an option for you to also write a bio on yourself.
When you're swiping for your mate, Brendan,
mm-hmm.
do you read the profiles?
Yes.
Okay. That's another thing. People don't put a lot of information in there.
No. And I find that really hard. Sometimes people just put one-worded
answers. Exactly. Yes. And you're like, you're not giving me much, so I'm not gonna tick you or swipe on you because I actually you're boring.
Yeah. And what we've done, I don't know because I haven't obviously been on Hinge or Bumble. Yeah.
You can have a play later if you want.
You have to actually scroll down at least halfway through their profile before the heart or cross comes up.
Oh.
So you've got to give them a chance.
That's good because with Hinge, it's on the start and you go dun, 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 and then you're like, fuck, he was hot. How do I go back? Like it's literally.
You've got to actually be careful at it. So you scroll down a little bit. To actually,
that's a great
not
one.
Just go off the top photo.
Yes, because,
you know,
the top photo.
It might
too
be a fishing photo.
I'm that
a
girl.
Gym selfie.
And that's what I said to Sarah. I'm like, you're swiping too many times. Like, you're gonna actually read their profile. Like, they might be funny. They might be nice.
The
like,
second photo might be a little bit better. Exactly. Than the first 10 minutes.
Or sometimes they get you with the first photo, and you're like, yeah, and then you're like, oh no, nah. Oh no. Nah.
Also, I like because we're talking about dating. Have you ever been on a date, Sarah, where the guy looks like something in
completely
oh
different.
My god, oh, I have two. I went on a date once in lockdown and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cute, whatever, and I think he had like 6 foot something, and I met up with him and he was so small, like not a midget, but he was like tiny, at least fucking backpack on, came on his scooter, and I was like,
stop.
Oh my god, I can't
stop.
I've been on the whole time we're having coffee and I'm like thinking, how the fuck can I get out of this?
Yeah,
like how?
I've hooked up with someone once at a club after way too many drinks. Anyway, I thought it was the hottest thing
ever.
Had beer goggles on. Got his number. He texts me a couple of days later, said, let's go for dinner. He picked me up from my house. Don't ever get them to pick you up.
No, they know where you live.
And that's I got true. There and he had midget hands.
No. Oh.
Midget hands on the steering wheel.
That's one of Sarah's
and
it.
I was like, I'm stuck now.
Like, how can I get out of this
Midget
car?
Midget hands are my worst.
Thank you, Bridget, because I was once dating this guy and he's attractive.
He was attractive. He's aged a little bit.
Yeah, well, hello, we're all gotten older. And Tally was like, he's so lovely, he's hot. What happened?
He's so hot, he's so styly.
He had ugly hands. I was like,
they're midget hands?
They're like
feminine?
No, they were like, they were feminine but just fat fingers, real ugly. And I was like, I couldn't hold his hands without getting the ick. I was like, I didn't want those hands to touch me. I was like, thank you. Yeah. Just validated my shallowness.
I think we've all been on one of those and you're like, oh my God, not what I expect. But that's what happens with dating apps. Like,
I've been catfished and
who were you catfished by?
A guy.
The one that was in prison? Sorry. I bet he didn't have that on his profile.
No, he didn't. And we met.
Should he?
Oh my God.
I forgot about that actually.
Me too. Oh my God. I've been on some doozies.
So did he tell you on the first date that he'd been
Got out of prison?
Right.
And I messaged the girls. I was like, SOS, this dude has just been like released from prison.
Did he tell you what he was in there for? Did you ask?
Yes, 100. And I was like, what's prison like? What happened? Oh my God. Like I'm a curious person. So I was getting all the details. And then I was like, I'm blocking that number. I'm never seeing you ever again. The catfish one was a guy. Do you know when sometimes you can tell the photos are old or –
Well, that's like, another problem.
He was attractive. We met at a cafe before
I don't know if I remember.
Before personal training one day. And I was walking in and then – He's like,
I'm You're like, here. Where are you?
Literally. And he's like, I'm here. And I'm like, where the fuck is this guy? Like, and then this person who's fat, bald, is waving at me.
Oh my God,
and
no.
I was like, oh no. And then I felt sorry for him. So I sat down, had a coffee, but all the time I'm like, you look nothing.
Nah,
and I
guess not okay. The photos were like, what, old, 5 years old?
Or longer. I was like, I actually felt sorry for him because I was like, that's actually really sad that you have to put up such old photos because you don't like yourself.
But also, how does he think he can get away with it?
I know. It's fair to say I never saw him again either.
But it's going to be obvious once you get there and realise he's got no hair and he's put on
weight. But he seems confident, like waving, hey, I'm here.
He seems confident, no?
Oh, no.
Like, I'd be like, no, you're not. Who is this person?
Maybe he wanted to date someone like you that doesn't care about looks. Like,
no, I do care. Like, in that way, I'm like, if you don't look like a fucking photo, I care. Yeah. Like, that.
Yeah, what else are you going to start lying about?
Exactly. That just does show self-confidence. Like, I think.
That, do you know what? There's so many funny marketing things you could do with the horror stories of dating apps.
I'm just trying to think of other stories about, like, no, it is when – I think it is when they don't look like their photo and you're like, what the fuck?
Just like the prison one got me. That was a great one. Jesus Christ.
I also don't like in the dating scene ghosting. Yes. I think it's so mean and so awful, but I have to admit I have ghosted probably two or three guys in lockdown that I – just went on coffee dates and stuff and I just was not interested and they would message me all the time but they were too pushy. Be like, oh, do you want to come over to my house for a movie? Which in lockdown we weren't supposed to be going to anyone's house, but they were so pushy that I just would stop writing back and I did ghost them. But I think ghosting is really not a nice thing to do to someone.
I've got a question, Bridge, and you can probably put these questions to Tal. What would you put on my Hello Darling profile?
Like the bio?
Bio, everything. How would you sell me?
I need a little bit of time to think about that because you just got me. But I would be like, hey, I'm Sarah, aka Spicini. That's not my last name. No, I'd be just like, what would I say? I would say, I wouldn't say anything about you being superficial. I'd be like, I'm taking over Sarah's profile because I think I could choose a better date for you than what you would. I'm a down-to-earth, hardworking, really nice girl who is just looking for someone with the same values, who I feel safe with. Just like everything that you want in a guy, I would outlay that. But then I would also say about your personality traits, like you've got a really kind heart. I wouldn't say you're a people pleaser. No, I just feel like you've got a really kind heart, hardworking, great family, great values, love to eat pasta, would love a wine after April 12th because she's sober at the moment. I would just be like, I just want someone who is like-minded.
And then what, this is where the difference is, right? What would you, types of guys would you want for me if you're looking at a profile?
The kind of guys I would want for you is someone
taking consideration – you have to like them.
Yes, just I haven't finished. So I would choose someone who is like dark Italian looking, preferably with blue eyes, Italian if he was there. It doesn't have to be Italian, but like I feel like a Euro guy for you. And then I would, I feel like they have to be active looking, like fit.
Just because similar lifestyles. And that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Recently in dating, I'm like, has you don't value active. The same thing I do. Like I value health. Yeah. You've got to have to look after yourself and care. Like it's this, I also feel it's a self-respect thing.
Absolutely.
Looking after yourself.
I think someone who is like your, if I could find someone that's your type, like dark Italian, great. But if he wasn't dark Italian, but he was fit.
I'm just thinking of who I've been on the date with. Nothing like that.
Well, there was no one like that on there. That's what I'm saying. But if I'm saying if there was someone on there that looked like that, again, they just have to be fit looking. He was fit looking. He runs.
Yeah.
Was he Italian looking?
He was not European, Euro, but he was like.
Dark.
Yeah, dark.
He's
French. Sorry.
Are they blonde, blue eyes?
No, he was like, no, but he wasn't like Australian. But yeah. It does, there could be any ethnicity. I'm just saying. I know that's what you find really attractive. Fit looking.
I don't mind a tradie.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Tradies fucking hard working. Yeah. They're never home, so it's great. Thanks, Amy. Fit looking, loves to have a good time, not going out, but going out for dinners and stuff. Like if that represented on a profile, I'd be like, oh, it'd be
if
nice.
He puts up festival photos, you'll no, be like, no.
Because yeah, you want someone right. that you can go to dinner, like you want to have your best friend dating someone that you could, you know, go to the gym with, like as a foursome, like because my partner's active as well, like as a foursome, go to the gym, then go to dinners and stuff. You want someone that has the same lifestyle. So I'd choose someone like that.
Yeah. Okay.
No party images. No club images.
Was it
images.
A blind date when you
went? No.
You'd
no.
say you saw the profile
on
before?
Hinge. Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. How far before, like was this after Tully started chatting to him?
Yeah. So when did you get I have the thing on my profile.
Yep.
It's a great conversation starter. And he's like, said something about my bestie. And I was like, oh, Tal, voice note him back. And so then they just started voice right. noting. And so then from there, he's like, cool, when are you free? He took full charge of
which
the
which I like that.
Which I like as well. I like, don't have to think about anything. Like every date we've been on, he's like, when are you free?
That's nice.
And which you know, is really nice.
The, chivalry.
The beautiful thing about him is because of a dating coach, I'm pretty sure it was, he was like, the way I message you is so intentional. He's like, I message you and say, let's go for a date on a Tuesday night.
He means it.
And he goes, but if you say, oh, I can't on a Tuesday, he goes, cool. I know then you have no intention basically of catching up because you cut the conversation.
Oh,
but
no.
if you
oh.
actually show interest, you're like, I can't Tuesday, but how about I'm free Thursday,
oh,
Friday?
Yeah,
I'm like, that's so true.
That's
so
true.
As females, we also have to communicate clearer. Mm. And if you are interested in a person, give other options of when you're
yeah.
free.
Yeah, that is true actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been so – and we do communicate really great. And so I've been so mindful since then when he's like, can you catch up? I'm like, oh, I've got a really busy this week, but this is when I'm free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
So it's all about communication, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is about communication and it's so important when you're – like we were just talking about it before. There's a lot of guys that are not good texters, a lot of guys that can't communicate over phone. And that's why I think it's kind of nice that there's no communication aspect of your dating app because I could tap out. If someone was giving me short answers, I'm tapping out, but then they might actually generally be a really great communicator. They're just not good on text. So I would have tapped out. We were just talking about it to Zach before. He was like, I'm shit on text.
Yeah. And like, as females, we read into
absolutely.
Every single, like, was there a full stop at the end of that sentence?
Like,
or
is that
was
done?
It
done? Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if there's a full stop at the end of the sentence,
it's done.
It's done. It's close off. I don't want to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no full stop at the end, it's like,
it's open.
Even if there was no question, you got to reply to that.
Yeah.
It's how we.
That's true.
As females interpret things. But some guys just have – they just have no idea.
Yeah. Our producer, Zach, was just saying that. He's like – he's so mindful of how he communicates. He's like, my girlfriend will write something. He's like, I'll write something back like so short. And she will now be like, are you pissed off at me or are you short because you're in meetings? And he's like, hey, babe, got a deadline. I'm not being short. I love you, but I actually don't have time to talk to you right
now. So many times when they're just like, okay, or cool. And it's like,
is that it?
What have I done?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, no. Like, we read into it way too much.
So before you guys launch Hello Darling, because you weren't on dating apps, did you do any research at all about any of the Hinge, Tinder?
I was on Brendan's Hinge, swiping for him there.
Okay.
So I was just, looking at how I felt at the time.
Yeah.
And we're still going through the process. So we've just added a new feature where you can invite a second godparent.
Yeah.
And then he was showing me his app where he had two other godparents. And all of a sudden, I started getting competitive.
Oh.
And I was like, because we've now put when the last time each godparent has swiped.
That's cool.
And so I saw that and I was like, oh, I haven't swiped in 2 days. They swiped today.
I need to get on.
I need to get on.
My girls would be like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we're like, okay, so this can work in our favor now. Oh. How can we encourage that? So now it appears on my profile that I can see his other godparents and how often they're swiping. So then it makes me want to swipe more.
Oh. Because I also think maybe I've got a best guy friend. His point of view would be completely different of who he picks compared to who Tully picks.
Your dates?
Yeah, I think Christian would be like, oh, no, he's a wanker. Look at him. Like, boys read boys differently to how girls read boys.
He's also super superficial. That's
probably
really
why
bad,
he's my best mate.
That's a really bad example of, like, I don't know. I just feel like, when it comes to Melbourne, we'll download it and we'll see. And I just think, just go with the flow.
All my girlfriends are competitive, so this is great. They will want
but
the title.
But every one of us, I think, would choose someone different for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you say you're going to get – so say Tully's crossed 5 of the daters that have come through. They're still going to appear on the other person's profile. So even though you've crossed them – Your other friend might think, no, I think this will be good.
This is brilliant. Yes. Okay. My gals are competitive, so this is great.
Yes.
That's interesting. I still think I'd have the better interest.
New job when you're on maternity leave.
Yeah, I'll be swiping.
And what we are now wanting to eventually introduce is say that you're on there for Sarah and another friend. Say you're on Sarah's swiping, but you're like, oh, no, this would be perfect for Jane.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We want to try and send it out so we can go, oh, no, this isn't for Sarah, but it's for Jane.
I like that.
Yeah.
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 So can you link up any of your social – because this is another thing. With Hinge and actually Raya especially, you had to link your Instagram. Mm. So it was very wanky in that way. But with Hinge, you can attach your Instagram, can't you, and Bumble.
Yep.
You can't attach socials because sometimes I find that to be fucked because I would look at people – like if I looked at Damien's social profile on the dating app, I'd be like, oh.
Gross.
Like, yuck. Nah, no, thank you. Like, and don't you think like sometimes when you see their socials, you're like, oh, nah.
Yeah, 100%. Or sometimes I go to their socials because it's like, this is my at. I'm like, oh, definitely
not.
Yeah,
or then you see the mutual friends and you're like, oh, they're not my kind of mutual friends. They're party friends. I don't want to be friends with this person. So you can't link your socials or anything?
We've decided against that.
I like that.
But also because we don't want them to start chatting.
Oh, that's true. Okay,
we don't want them to. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Again, let's just meet in person.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it could work in your favor if their socials were better than their profile. But like you said, you've come across so many where they're not.
Yeah.
So no, we don't want it to link to social
media.
So
Sydney Siders can sign up right now?
Yes, Sydney Siders can date. Melbourne can jump on our wait list.
Okay.
And they go to a website for that? They go to the Instagram?
So our Instagram, our social media is My Hello Darling.
Okay.
On the App Store, it's Hello Darling. So you can either go to hellodarling.com to sign up to the wait list or you can go to the App Store, which is Hello Darling.
And we'll put it in the show notes as well.
Yeah, we will.
Yep.
And so what about, because we do have listeners all over the world, but especially in Australia, what about all the other states?
We will get there.
I feel like Gold Coast would be great.
Yes, yes. We're going to, the plan is to sack Australia and then move to the US, we think.
Amazing.
Yeah, so you can sign up anywhere in the world to the wait list at this point.
Yeah. Is that this? Sorry, this is a random question, but is there any other app out there that is like yours?
We've heard that Tinder has recently introduced a swipe for your friend.
Okay,
but you.
Tinder's also one of the apps that you just wouldn't download.
Oh, I've never been on Tinder.
I feel like it's just a hookup app, no?
Never been on it.
Yeah. And I think there's still, I think they're swiping, but you're still seeing them. You're still chatting.
Communicating.
Yeah. There's no other I don't think, I don't even know if the other person has the app to swipe.
But yeah.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, there's definitely going to be other, there's dating apps that come out weekly, you know, that you just never hear of. So you've just got to, our plan is just to move really fast. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we don't get duplicated.
Maybe I might be one of the first success stories.
Maybe there's a Hello Darling marriage.
Maybe. Oh my God. Guys, don't get my hopes up. Thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
No, I loved learning about the app. Now I'm just excited for it to come to Melbourne.
You're excited for the control. That's what you're excited for.
We just need all the guys to, we need to do all the guerrilla marketing. So all the guys.
She'll be your
Wait, what's marketing? A very good demographic? Richmond?
Great demographic.
I'll go around Richmond and put them on the cards.
Perfect.
Really cute boys in Richmond.
Yeah. So I've heard.
Yeah. That's your demographic, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's us again. We're back.
It's Tully and Sarah. And if you don't know, we have an activewear brand called Tully Lou.
And we have Australia's favourite leggings. But not only do we have leggings, we've got hoodies, we've got outerwear.
We've got everything that you may need for an active lifestyle. So we want to give you guys an offer if you've never shopped at Tully Lou or if you've shopped at Tully Lou
and you just want $15 off your next order.
You need to take this offer.
And it's TL Cherry, all caps, all one word, and pop that in at checkout and you will get $15 off.
So head to our website. It's www.tallyloo.com or head to our Instagram, stalk our page, use the code and let's get you all in some TL.
And welcome to the family.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.